This week on Into the Podverse, I get to chat with Adrian Daniels, the founder of A to Z Podcasting and host of the renowned shows Sounds of Accra Podcast and Quit and Switch with Adrian Daniels. Adrian shares his invaluable insights on podcast success, from audience targeting and branding to effective promotion and collaboration. Discover how to take your podcast to the next level as Adrian unveils his secrets and vision for the future of podcasting.
Pretty sure it's Techzilla.
Hi, I'm Molly Jensen.
Hi, I'm Kevin White Brown.
I'm Jim Box, and you're listening to
Into the Podverse with my dad,
Tony Dilg.
Adrian has been at the forefront of the podcasting industry, providing valuable insights and advice to podcasters around the world. In this episode, we dive into Adrian's journey, his expertise in podcasting, and his thoughts on the future of the medium. With your experience in running successful podcasts, what do you believe are the key elements that contribute to a podcast success, both in terms of content and promotion?
There are three elements I would stress for podcast success when it comes to promotion and content creation. The first is knowing who your audience is. By this, I mean having your listener avatar nailed down. The more razor sharp that gets, the better. If my podcast, for example, is about entrepreneurs and I'm trying to appeal to those in full-time jobs especially, my listener avatar statement wouldn't go along the lines of helping entrepreneurs with full-time jobs making money on the side. Rather, it would be more like helping young entrepreneurs aged between 22 and 35 making £50,000 or more attain six figures as an entrepreneur as a side gig. The latter speaks to an exact person who exists. The second bit I would say is strong branding. This echoes throughout the design look and feel of the podcast. If I'm browsing Apple Podcasts for a new podcast to listen to, my eyes are going to be drawn by the artwork and name of the show first before anything else. The next thing I have to worry about is if the content actually delivers on its promises. One last thing I would mention is knowing that you need to promote. The job is not done as soon as you upload your episode to the podcast host to give to the distribution platforms. It's not done when you upload the latest video podcast. Things like SEO and having a website for your podcast definitely helps for awareness, but you still need to push it. Do PR around it, be a guest on other podcasts, get featured in magazines, blogs, YouTube channels, and of course, heavily push it on social media. People are so bombarded on social media that showing them a clip once or twice may not be enough. Showing them a post once or twice may not be enough. You've got to show up pretty much every day if you can until they get annoyed or really curious.
As an expert in podcast consulting, what are some common challenges that new podcasters face, particularly in Africa, and how do you help them overcome those challenges?
The main challenges I would say is resources. Resources because these resources will provide them the access to fast internet access, top quality studios and equipment and teams. If there were no available studios, they could most certainly build their own. These resources will help level the playing field and help African podcasters compete better globally. However, we can overcome these challenges by pulling our resources together and building stronger podcaster communities within African nations and across the continent. We could also reach out to top podcast industry brands to assist. In addition, we should leverage technology better. Tools like Apple Podcasts can turn basic sound recordings to almost studio level type quality.
Podcast monetization is a topic of interest for many podcasters. Could you share some effective strategies and models that podcasters can adopt to generate income from their shows?
Getting podcast sponsorship or being eligible for programmatic ads always seems to be the holy grail for podcasting, but depends on the rates you are offered and if this even fits your brand. It's not always the case. I recommend podcasters always focus on the lowest hanging fruit. If they are doing an interview format podcast, they should partner with their guests. If their guests sell a product or a service and they are interviewing them, strike up a deal with your guests to promote their product or service in the podcast and ask for an affiliate link. So each time a listener purchases the service or product through your link, the credit comes back to you and you get paid for hardly any effort. If the hosts themselves has expertise or sells a product or service, they should run their own pre-roll, mid-roll, and post-roll ads in the podcast episodes until someone is ready to buy their ad space.
Africa has a diverse and vibrant podcasting scene. In your opinion, what unique opportunities and challenges exist for African podcasters, and how can they harness their voices to make a significant impact?
African podcasters should tap into what makes Africa unique: the food, culture, language, nuances, color, and much more, to make for interesting content that gets the attention of the world. All of these things can create interesting niches in its own right. The world has its eyes on Africa more than ever before, from foreign affairs to the media to celebrities. Rather than to focus on YouTube, which is much more of a saturated platform, African podcasters should step up to the plate and create a show of excellence that gets the attention of the masses.
Collaboration is a powerful way to expand one's network and create impactful work. How do you identify potential collaborators or partners, and what advice do you have for African creatives seeking collaborative opportunities?
Collaboration is all about mutual leverage and making it a win-win for all parties involved. I think African creatives should not only get involved with each other's projects, for example, YouTubers going on podcasts and vice versa, but also creating content together in the same project and even doing live events and live streams, whether that's a couple of people or a whole group of people. This type of leverage is super effective, and more importantly, this will show how that Africa can be united.
Can you share any memorable success stories or case studies from your podcast consulting work that demonstrate the transformative power of podcasting for businesses or individuals?
Yes, I can. About 18 months ago, I had an online meeting with one of my students who has gone on to be one of the best business and economic podcasts coming out of Africa. At the time, I was in Edinburgh, Scotland, on a nice sunny day. We were on a Zoom call, and he was telling me about how he was making a transition from working for trade affairs in the government to working more in the private sector. I remember how he was able to recognize the good work one of my podcasts was doing, and he saw an opportunity where he could leverage the expertise and work experience he has in African foreign trade and exchange and use that for a podcast, in addition to this being a basis for generating more clients for the businesses. The best piece of advice I gave him was just to start and to get momentum, and now his weekly show has hundreds of thousands of downloads.
As podcasting continues to evolve, what do you see as the future of podcasting in Africa? Are there any emerging trends or developments that you find particularly exciting?
Emerging trends I'm seeing get popular in Africa include podcast genres focusing around culture and society topics, including gossip, entertainment, sports, relationships, and news genre podcasts. Anything that's moving with the times, really. These are the types of podcasts I'm seeing trending at the moment. In the future, I can see more branded podcasts on the face of the continent, just as we already see in the West. So I'll expect brands like MTN, Vodafone, Jumia, Flutterwave come out with their own podcasts as more podcast listenership grows on the continent. And in turn, this will be a new way for such brands to reach their customers and audience. I'm also excited to see what programmatic advertising will look like in full effect in Africa, which is something we already see in the West.
With your diverse background and interests, how do you manage to stay creative and inspired in your podcasting and consulting work? Do you have any personal rituals or practices that help fuel your creativity?
For me, there's no magic wand or life hack that I have for generating podcast ideas and advising my podcast clients. The way I grow in both of these areas is to stay in touch with my respective industries and immerse myself in them as much as I can. Whether that's podcasting, keeping up with Ghanaian entrepreneurs, creatives, African entrepreneurs, African creatives, and the business and careers world in the West, it's all the same thing. Reading articles, reading books, joining mailing lists, attending events, networking in respective communities, and of course, listening to podcasts and YouTube interviews. Whatever industry you want to win in, simply immerse yourself in it as much as you can, and this will come out in your artwork. Hi, I'm Adrian Daniels, founder of A to Z Podcasting and host of the Sound of Cry podcast and Quit and Switch with Adrian Daniels, and you're listening to Into the Podverse with Tony.
Adrian's passion and expertise have certainly provided us with a wealth of knowledge and inspiration. If you want to learn more from Adrian or tune into his shows, be sure to check out the Sounds of Accra podcast and Quit and Switch with Adrian Daniels. The links are in the show notes. Until next time, keep exploring the vast and exciting Podverse.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. We hear the words. Yeah, hey yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, put the message in the teller. Intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose. The fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, what? As the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.